Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is. Blake Elliott joined by Fred Davis. We got our boy Khaki Kevin Walker on the Unos, Doses, and Tressas, making us sound nice and crispy here on a Thursday evening in DFW. I want to say 21-14. Bills are up on the Dolphins. James Cook just punched in a touchdown. Game a lot closer than the spread would suggest. If you were smart like Blake, you took the Dolphins covering. I do not think they'll win this game, but I do think they will cover the spread. Make sure you come out on Sunday to the Bearded Monkey in Rockwall. Come hang out with me and Fred as we host a watch party for the fan to watch the Dallas Cowboys take down the Bears. We just had a nice little interview. What was your man's name again? I don't want to mispronounce his name that we just had on.
The Aki Way. Tyler Aki, executive producer, and shout out to my boy Kevin Zipek, who I used to do radio with down in Houston. He did some radio there. He's a Chi-Town guy, and so I reached out to him, and then our boy Joey Christopoulos will be joining us on Saturday as we keep you locked.
Well, I would love to talk a little bit of college football with you folks.
Let's do it. Call me an idiot.
We got regular football going on. We got baseball about to be done. We got basketball on the horizon. A lot of sports. It's a sports heavy month.
DFW baseball is about to be done. Okay. Not to be dancing on anybody's grave. I don't want to be that I told you so guy. But I'll be I told you so guy. By the way, from the 601, the Cowboys are about to go back to back shootouts. And then let's see, from the 601, that sped up KNC commercial is funny as bleep. And then somebody else wanted to let Kevin know that they got the fire red Jordan 5s today. So there you go.
Those are nice.
Okay, I want all of you gentlemen to guess.
Shout out to the 601, by the way.
Who do you think is leading college football the Heisman betting odds? BetMGM.
Is it not a tie?
No, there was somebody in first at plus 750.
Your boy Mateer from OU.
Unfortunately, he is second.
Carson Beck
at plus 750 is leading all of college football in the Heisman odds. John Mateer from Oklahoma is in second at 950. Any guesses who the other three are? They're all at big schools. None of these.
Arch Manning.
Nope. Manning's probably like 10 now.
Arch Manning is not even in the top 15.
10th what?
I was just guessing. Yeah, I don't.
10th. Arch 10th from the bottom.
Arch is not in the top 15 as far as Heisman odds.
Where's your Heisman quarterback?
Mateer.
No, your Heisman quarterback.
What are you talking about?
Kansas.
Oh, he's.
Oh, could you? I know you're not talking smack about Arch Manning. What?
We'll be fine.
Yeah, you hope.
We'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, you see, my quarterback wasn't hyped up.
Hasn't
lived up to the hype.
Well, I'm glad he wasn't because he'd be hurt if he was. Okay. I'm not pressing the panic button.
I mean, I know you're. I mean, at least my guy can hit, crossing routes.
I'm not pressing the panic button until the Florida game. That'll tell me everything I need to know.
Oh, because beating UTEP barely beating UTEP.
Arch
wasn't
Manning
enough?
Was booed by Texas fans at UTEP as they had
fair weather
fans. 7 points in that first half. It didn't look good for Arch. He was missed multiple. This is now back to back weeks of him missing multiple throws. Not just cherry picked, you know. And I'm an Arch Manning guy.
Look, I was an Arch Manning guy going into the season too. No, he looks bad.
He does not look good. And I think I was listening to Joel Klatt kind of breaking it down the other day, and someone was kind of asking him what the problem is. He says he's just ahead of the offense. And when you're ahead of the offense, what do? Your front foot gets in front of you.
Yeah.
You start throwing the ball in the dirt. Throwing it low towards the dirt. You start jumping. You're off balance because he's anticipating the offense quicker than the offense happening. Now, it's not saying one side is wrong or the other. He's just not on the same timing as his receivers, as his tight ends. And that's maybe why his mechanics look poor. Some people are pointing to injury. I don't think he's injured. But something doesn't look right. Maybe the hype is gotten to him
so
a little bit. But we thought he would dominate these games where he's playing this low-level competition. And he kind of dominated Sam Houston. But UTEP, he did not. And UTEP is not a good
terrible against
and
UTEP
is not a good team. Let's not get it confused. Not a good defense either. He was missing wide open guys. Guys doing crossing routes. Guys running outs. Stick routes. Corner routes. He looked like how Caleb Williams looked in that Bears game.
Yes.
That is what.
Or J.J. McCarthy. I mean,
if you haven't been watching Arch Manning Texas, just think of J.J. in every quarter except for the fourth against the Bears. And then Caleb Williams on that Monday Night Football game.
So I had, as part of the TSN halftime high school football program, I had my boy Ray Woodard on, former Longhorn as well, and coached college football for 30, 40 years. And I said, hey, man, and he's a big, obviously he goes all the Longhorn games. And I asked him, I said, what's up with your boy Arch? And he said, man, he goes, look, I'm an Arch guy. I was clamoring from him last year. He said, I don't know this. He said, but I get the feeling that the problem with him is he looks great in practice Monday through Friday, and then it's just a mental thing on Saturdays. He goes, that's just the feeling I get.
And that was one of the last things we expected, right? We saw him in big moments last year. We know he's a Manning. We know that he's been preparing for this moment.
Think about it.
And the fact that he's crumbling on Saturday isn't something that I predicted. So I'm not going to be like, oh, I saw this coming.
Well, but here's the thing too, though, right? Last year, when you brought him in, you really didn't. I mean, he didn't have to throw the ball a lot. And I think the thing, and Ray,
we were just enamored by anything he did on the football field.
We were looking for anything. And plus, he had the opportunity, or the luxury, rather, of being the backup quarterback.
Yeah. And everybody was a backup loves to Quinn, but who was struggling.
Well, but was he,
very,
though?
But remember, he wasn't very mobile, wasn't pushing the ball down the field. All the stuff Quinn was doing was short yardage.
But I tell you what, he's accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you never once questioned Quinn Ewers wasn't missing throws the way Arch missed throws.
Quinn,
right?
Was, even when people were calling for Quinn not to be the starter, he didn't look like how Arch looked this year.
The knock on Quinn was always what? Not mobile and injury prone.
And deep ball.
And maybe not and doesn't have the biggest arm in the world, right? But tell you what, when he does put it on somebody, he puts it on him, right? Kind of Dak-ish in a way, as far as his, you know, he's a more accurate spot. Maybe Tua-ish, right? Yeah. Okay, great comparison. Okay.
Who he happens to be the backup for.
The question you wonder about, and this is what my boy Ray said about Arch, is do you think maybe he needs to run the ball a little bit more?
Yeah.
Because what's the one thing, and who did we watch? Oh, who did we watch recently where they had said, look, I need to run the ball a little bit, get hit a few times before they kind of got into a rhythm? And you wonder if
a
maybe...
college guy?
Man, who did we... There was somebody we had watched recently, and we had even talked about it.
I remember this, too.
What was the conversation that we had? Dadgummit. Because I even said I wanted... Oh, Milton!
Oh, Joe Milton.
Remember we talked about Joe Milton? We were like, you know, maybe Joe needs to run a little bit first before he can get into a groove. And you wonder... Do we need to, if you're Texas, do you go ahead and run Arch a little bit more to get him into a rhythm so that he's not just standing back there and trying to throw the ball and, you know, maybe him running a little bit? Because guess what? That's what he did a lot last year. That's how you got him running, because we didn't know Mannings could run that fast.
Yeah.
Arch Manning, in his short games he's had this year, he has, for rushing stats, he has ran the ball 23 times for 112 yards already this year. 4.9 a carry, 3 touchdowns.
I do agree with you, Fred. I think he needs to run it more, and I also agree that I think Arch needs to not necessarily get rattled, but I think he does. I think he needs to get hit, get the adrenaline going, and I think that that's what he needs.
Can I say this? I also believe that's, in a good way, this is good for Arch.
Oh!
Get humbled.
How many times have we seen the best high school guy go to the best high school, go to the best college and dominate, be the number one pick and dominate. There's usually a little bit of struggle somewhere there, whether it's high school and upbringing, had no stars coming out, a little bit of humble, Josh Allen S. Maybe it's in college. Yeah. Maybe it's, hey, you're Jalen Hurts or Kyler.
Aaron Rodgers had to go to JUCO first.
You get moved around, you get passed up, and then they overcome that. Maybe it's in the NFL, and you're a Sam Darnold or Geno Smith guy. Even in the NFL, you don't pan out, and you have a little bit of challenges going up. This is the first real challenge in Arch's life where he hasn't 100%. Been told he's the 100%. Best in the world.
By the way, and I was listening to something yesterday.
Maybe it's good for him.
I think it is. No, you're 100% right about this, because did you guys even know, and I didn't even know this, Peyton got benched his first year.
Yeah,
starting.
I don't think I was alive.
Okay.
Peyton was getting benched.
You were not. He got benched his freshman year of college when he started. Peyton Manning did. Eli threw, I think, 9 interceptions or something crazy like that in the last 5 games of his first year starting. All right.
Joe Burrow didn't look good in that. Remember the season he took off? He didn't look good at the beginning of the season. That was a late season surge. Beats Alabama, tears it up in the playoffs. First 2 games. Now, with context, he didn't look like Arch. He wasn't missing any serves. But it's not like all these quarterbacks we grew to love in college dominated front to back freshman year through senior year and never had any stumbles.
Look at who he was throwing. Seriously. But no, I think it's a combination of, can you imagine being Arch Manning right now?
Where do you think Arch ranks as far as completion percentage in college football? I'm not just talking about his conference, just college football.
He's got to be at the halfway. How many quarterbacks are we talking about? Like out 100, of 100,
139.
Out of 139, I would say he's 72.
He is 15th to last.
So he's 120. Would you say 139?
Yeah.
So he's 124th?
Yeah.
He's the 124th most accurate quarterback in college football right now?
Yep, at a 55.3. There was only 14 quarterbacks that are less accurate than him.
You mean to tell me this dude's only completing 55% of his passes?
That's exactly what ESPN says, 55.3.
Now, in fairness, I want to say Josh Allen was less than a 60% passer in college.
And there's some other quarterbacks. It's not just Arch that's struggling. The reason I brought this up.
I was going to say, your boy Lagway, I think he just got picked off just now.
DJ Lagway has not looked good. Sellers has not looked good.
No.
Cade Klubnick. Has not looked good. These are all guys.
He's been off my board.
These are all guys that people had in the first round of the quarterback heavy draft. First round of every mock draft. Teams saying, hey, if we're not good this year, we're going to get one of these guys. If you're a team in the NFL now, you got to be asking yourself, are we dying to have the number one pick? I mean, you want it in theory,
you
but
are.
I'm saying, as
Maybe
far
this
as
quarterback
getting
class
future quarterback,
wasn't as vaunted as we thought it was going to be.
Because now, when you look at the Heisman odds, you're looking at guys like Gunnar Stockton, John Mateer, Carson Beck, Dante Moore, Julian Sayin. Now, Joey Aguilar, and some of these guys are true freshmen, not going to come out this year. I'm just saying, those are the guys dominating right now. Carson Beck will be the most veteran guy ready for the draft.
And maybe there's something to say for that, too, though. Right? I mean, look, everybody was slurping the Carson Beck Kool-Aid a year ago.
Didn't play well.
All right.
Goes to Miami.
Hadn't played. I mean, he's a good college quarterback.
Oh, he's played good at Miami. So here's some of the stats as far as talk about completion percentage. At the very top of the list, 79.3, Carson Beck leads all of college football.
Good God. He's completing 79% of his passes.
812 yards.
Yeah.
7 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He's only taken 2 sacks, has a 185 quarterback rating.
I'll tell you what, his wide receivers have bailed him out a few times.
Some other guys that are at the top of the list as far as completion percentage, Diego Pavia. Out of Vandy, who's been getting a little bit of pub of recent. And then a guy that I want to give some love to that is second in all of college football in total yards, Sikkim Bear Sawyer Robertson, who I think should start making himself. I'm looking at the Heisman odds. He's not up there right now.
Hmm.
I think he should be. I think this Baylor Bears team is going to be really good this year. And
they
Sawyer's
lost to Auburn, though, in week one, didn't they?
But it was a close game.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, anytime you lose week one, you got to kind of bounce back from that. Now, if they make a run through the Big 12, which is not out of the question, and they don't have Kansas on their schedule this year, so that bodes well for them.
Some other shouts of guys that are in the Heisman race, and you can tell me how you feel. Devin Dampier from Utah, they've been lighting up the scoreboard. Yeah. Joey Aguilar out of Tennessee, I think they feel good that they moved on from Nico, who's at UCLA and can't stop throwing interceptions.
Rough, dude.
Shout out to Texas A&M, Giggum, Marcel Reed.
I tell you what, that's what you got to look at as far as A&M, we've been dying to see them break through. And look, they've been looking for a legit Heisman-like quarterbacks, or just a quarterback to feel good about since your boy Johnny Football left.
I'm going to go to Kevin Walker. What are some of the games this Saturday that our Tolos and Fatty should be geared up for, the big matchups coming on this weekend?
Yeah, you actually got some ranked matchups. Texas Tech and Utah get things going in the 11 o'clock slate. Who could forget about the what will probably be the last iron skillet for a while between SMU and TCU. That one's in Fort Worth.
That's sad.
Also at 11. It is sad. It is sad. But the one that everyone's probably going to be watching, I will be hate watching, admittedly, Oklahoma and Auburn. That's number 11 ranked Oklahoma versus number 22 ranked Auburn in Norman at 2:30. So that's going to be some of the top ones.
Should be some good games. And just the question to close us out, Fred.
Real quick, before you ask that question, don't forget, Rhett Lashley will be on Fan University.
Nice.
With Carter Freeman, Jake Rietma, and our boy...
Brandon Baxter.
There you go.
Is there a quarterback development problem in college football? I think we love to jump on the big names, maybe even young guys are stepping in. And if you actually look at all the guys that have won a Super Bowl since Tom Brady... entered the league, and you know, all these guys have had 50 plus starts, multiple touchdowns, have played multiple seasons. It takes a while to get your reins, especially in college. It's very rare that we see true freshmen, true sophomores just come over and take over the league. There's ups and downs, and usually the best college quarterbacks we see, maybe not the prettiest and sexiest, are guys that have been there 3-4 years and have finally maybe they've transferred 2-3 times.
I don't think it's a coincidence that Carson Beck is one of the best quarterbacks in college football. I don't think it's a coincidence that your boy Diego Pavia is one of the best quarterbacks in college football right now. All right. And your Lenore Sellas and your DJ Lagways. I mean, John Mateer's been around, what, 3-4 years?
Yeah, transferred a couple times.
You know, so the freshman thing,
fun.
It is, right? But at the same time, too, you know, you got grown men on the other side, 22, 23-year-olds. Now that the money has changed in college football.
And we're done with COVID.
Right? But at the very least, if you're telling me that, okay, I can stick around for another year and make good money, whereas maybe I'd have left as a junior and been a third or fourth round pick, but you're going to tell me, okay, I can make some more money.
And maybe even become a first round
pick. And then become a first, second round pick and make money in the process doing it. It just... You're seeing, you know, it's changing everything on different levels. And so from a quarterback perspective, and I think the other aspect of it too is just, look, we are just expecting a lot out of these kids.
Yeah, we are.
And at the end of the day, they're still 18, 19, 20-year-old kids that, oh, by the way, and last, on the flip side of that, what'd Biggie tell us? Mo money, mo problems.
I agree with that sentiment.
Okay. More money, more problems. It's one thing when you're a 19, 20-year-old kid and you're getting $100 handshakes. Oh, now you got multi-million dollar NIL deals. Well, now people feel a little more obligated and or entitled to go ahead and yell at you on Twitter and socials and everything else. I mean, what have we heard about
pressure?
Kids? The pressure.
It's getting
they
deep.
Say it's a privilege. Is
well,
it?
Let's get into this privilege. Fred and Blake, we still haven't come up with a name for it, our 15 power rankings. We'll give you the top 5 teams in the NFL. The middle 5 teams in the NFL, and then, of course, the trash cans of the NFL. Next on the Fantasy Dart.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys are lighting up the text line as far as what college football game you're excited for. Fred, Blake, and Kevin joining you here on Phantom Dark. Auburn, Oklahoma from the 214. Haynes King, Georgia Tech, Longview, Texas Tim. UCF is not in Colorado. I will see
Who's
myself
Texas
out.
Texas Tim?
I just texted it in. I don't know.
Maybe that's the guy's name? Yeah. He said Texas Tim was his name?
He just said Haynes King, GT, Longview, comma, Texas Tim.
Oh, okay. Well, Haynes King is the that's the Georgia Tech quarterback, isn't it?
Correct. Who you got, UNC or Colorado this weekend? And then said, okay, I don't know.
I also forgot about Indiana and Illinois, another ranked matchup.
There you go. Fred and Blake, Clueless at Night, Heisman, Tim and Carthage.
I'll tell you what, the fact that Tim and Carthage, who is a diehard Tolo, I mean, maybe when you talk about the top five Tolos of all time, Tim and Carthage is definitely in that conversation. The fact that he's loving us up like that, I will take
can
to
you,
the bank.
Can you change this music? I'm sorry.
Poo-pooing all over the...
It's not Kevin's fault.
It's not.
I just
not,
hate this music.
It's not. I'm with you on that.
Just hate it.
Is
there a specific music you want me to play?
Just play anything, honestly.
Just use your judgment. Use your radio producer brain judgment.
Was it football music you weren't looking for?
That's kind of what we were. That's what we were thinking.
He wasn't specific. I didn't know if he wanted not that particular football song.
No.
As soon as I heard the beat come on, I just dropped my head.
It's all right.
You gotta
hey,
be more
look.
Specific, Blake.
Okay. Have we come up with a name for this?
We have not. Okay. We kicked around some ideas last week.
Something about like the trash cans, the middle.
Yeah. Well, then you ChatGPT'd it. By the way, I'm kind of on a Claude kick right now.
Is that your new girlfriend?
Yeah, her name's Claude. Step your AI game up.
Good for you, Fred.
That's a cute girl name. Dating a girl named Claude.
I'll tell you what, you two, for being younger, I question the future of this country.
I've never heard Claude in my life.
Yeah, it's the Anthropic.
What a big
which
word.
Has 13 well no, it's the company that runs it. It's their version of ChatGPT. It's another, you know, AI device or AI whatever the hell it's called. What do we call ChatGPT?
An AI tool.
An AI tool. There you go. Claude is it's kind of like it's like Grok. It's like Grok and ChatGPT.
Okay.
Check it out. No, I'm being dead serious.
I believe
bro.
You. I just don't know we're going to name the segment.
Well, that got me off tar because remember you had
off
you
tar? Had,
off top.
Wow.
Off top. I've drank a lot of coffee today.
Got me off tar. Don't do tar, kids. Please.
Don't do tar. It's terrible. It's unhealthy.
So he's hurt.
Especially black tar.
Opposed to white tar. Okay, so we've got our top five teams in the NFL.
Yes.
We've got our middle five
middle
teams in the
five.
NFL. That maybe it's a good thing if you're in the middle five. Maybe you're in the bottom half and you're creeping up.
Yes.
Or maybe you've fallen out of grace and you're in the middle of the pack.
That's it.
And then we've got the bottom five, which could also be the same thing. Maybe you've fallen out of favor and now you're here. Or maybe you're a team that's trending almost out of the bottom five. So let's start at the bottom. Five worst teams in the NFL in order for Blake Elliott at number 32. The worst team in football, I think, right now. And this one was kind of hard. I don't think there's a undisputed worst team in football right now.
I agree.
I think there's kind of a bunch of different ways you could go about this. I got the Browns as the worst team in football just because I'm not really inspired by anything other than Myles Garrett. Maybe a little Harold Fannin for my fantasy people
out
there.
Love to see some more Harold Fannin, but not utilized near enough in the last Sunday is all I'm going to say.
At 31, I have the New Orleans Saints.
Don't you dare denigrate. Timu,
who's your bottom two? Who's your bottom two?
I'm with you on the Browns.
Okay, you have them as the worst?
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you got as 31?
The Jets.
The Jets for me are 29, and you could argue you could talk me to 31.
Now the way I ranked it is kind of saying, like I said, I went Browns, Jets, after that, Panthers.
I have Panthers at 28 as well, or 30, excuse me.
Okay. Saints.
Yep. So we have the same top four.
Same top four.
Now, who made your 28?
The best of the worst? And this is personal for me.
Uh-oh.
Okay? So a lot of people are going to be like, oh, Fred. So I don't ever want to hear anybody try to, you feel one way or the other. The Texans.
All the way down there.
Let me tell you something. I'm sick of C.J. Stroud. And shout out to our boy Chiafalo, who is a fatty as well, and loves us up here on the station.
Someone said name the segment "The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly." It's like ChatGPT text.
Thank you, Claude. If I see okay, and again, Chiafalo took. I'm going to repeat what he said because I felt the exact same way. When you're winning, you can go dribble a basketball before the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. C.J. Stroud, you're missing basic throws.
Yep.
All right? You've got Nico Collins.
I know. He's not looking like second-team All-Pro right now.
But look, you weren't alone in that assessment. Matthew Berry said, I don't know if it wasn't on this station, but he said on NBC or whatever that Nico Collins would finish the season as the number one fantasy wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's Matthew Berry, who that's what he does, is fantasy football, okay? So that was not a hot take by you. Nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
D'Amico has that blank stare on his face half the time.
They got no run game.
Their run game is 90-year-old Nick Chubb, all right? And Nick Caserio, Mr., you know, hey, I revitalized this franchise 2 years ago by getting C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson 2 and 3. Tell you what. Nick, how about you go get an offensive line for your boy? Because I'm telling you right now, that offensive line is garbage.
Their defense is the only reason these games have even been close. And that game the other night against the Bucks was fun.
A lot, dude.
That game against the Bucks was fun, and the Bucks will be coming up later. They don't make my 28 spot, even though I do think they are bad, and they have fallen out of any of the other rankings.
No, I get
they're
it.
Close.
I got
the Dolphins at 28. They jumped up a little bit. I think they're number 32 on NFL's power rankings.
They are.
I think it's easy. They're probably the funniest team to make fun of right now because I don't want to say people had expectations for them, but they're the most talented team down here. Like, they have good players.
Well,
they're just
Mike
not playing
McDaniel's
good football.
It's just a mess.
So I got them at 28. They still bad vibes. We played the clip. Nothing good has come out of Dolphins camp. We haven't played one audio since the season has started or the offseason. We're like, man, you know what? I got a little bit of hope for the Dolphins.
None.
That sounds promising. One thing has come out.
Tyreek's either been, you know, abuse allegations from his, you know, during his divorce, breaking an influencer's leg and then having sex with her afterwards. Yeah. I don't know which I'm more impressed by. Yeah.
Probably wanting out of the Dolphins.
Clowning on his own teammates, asking for trades, and then saying no.
Everything Tua said.
And Tua just can't help himself.
not that good. I mean, come on.
I can't do half of what Josh Allen does.
Y'all think we could win this game?
We'll see who's watching film on Tuesday. We'll see. I mean, what a dumpster, you know what. All right, middle five.
I also wrote New York. The New York Giants got out of the bottom five. I think they were in my initial.
Hovering.
The Titans got out of my bottom five.
They're hovering.
And then the Bears are the closest team to joining. I'll throw the Texans in there as well. The Bears and the Texans are on bottom five watch.
The Texans I just had to throw in there because of the expectations.
Yeah.
Let's be real. We knew the Browns were going to be trash. We knew the Jets weren't going to be very good, everybody outside of Kevin Walker. the Panthers, meanwhile, I'm a little bit surprised that the Panthers have looked as bad
too.
As
I
they have.
I thought they'd be more competitive.
I really did, too. I'm with you on that. Look, the Saints...
Actually,
the
fighting
Kellen
Moores
are a punchy group.
They are not getting blown out like everyone, myself included. We thought they'd get 30 pieces.
I could see them going like 4-13.
Yeah.
Okay. They'll surprise some people, and then
they've almost won the last 2 weeks.
I was going to say they've been in both games, and maybe the Olave wasn't so bad after.
All right, middle five.
I'm just going 1 through 5. My top of the middle five, I'm going with the Falcons.
Okay, I got the Falcons right behind them at 13.
I got the Falcons. So who's yours?
My top of it is the Colts.
Okay.
I don't really believe in them, I have to say they've got the number one offense right now. They got the leading rusher. Daniel Jones is leading in passing yards. He's leading in rushing touchdowns. Their defense is playing good. At some point, I have to just say what's in front of me and not go off my offseason expectations.
It's not Anthony Richardson back there.
The Colts are at number 12 for me, and the Falcons are at 13. Continue.
Okay, so my number 13 is the Steelers.
Ooh.
Okay.
I do not have them in the top.
My number 13 is a Steeler. Look, they're there right now But could I drop them to my bottom five next week? I absolutely could. All right. I'm going off vibes with the Steelers. Then after that, the Cowboys.
Okay, we have a different middle five. You have the Cowboys at 14?
I do.
I don't. Okay, I don't want to spend too much time. I want to get through it. But you think, just yes or no, you think how they played against the Giants had you more inspired? Did you have them in the top, in the middle five last week?
I didn't.
So you were more inspired by what they did against the Giants to put them in the middle 15?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I got the 49ers there.
I'm believing in Dak.
I believe in Dak, too. I'm not believing in the defense.
No, I don't believe in the defense either. I don't, but I do think, though, that defense... Look, that defense, and again, it had Micah Parsons, so let me just make that caveat. That defense got better as the season went on. All right? I do firmly believe that this Cowboy defense will get better. Are they going to be a shutdown, lockdown defense? No. But do I think that as they get healthier, and I think at some point, they're going to have to do something about that secondary.
Who is 15 and 16 for you?
Jags and Colts.
Wow, we have a completely different. The only teams we agree on is Colts and Falcons.
Yeah.
I have Colts and Falcons at the top. You have them towards the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
The Jags. Did you watch Brian Thomas in that game? It was not inspiring.
No, it wasn't.
Not wanting to catch.
No, he dropped, short arming. That's all right. Look.
Him and Trevor Lawrence not being on the same page. Are they going to get Travis Hunter involved? Is he going to second overall pick? Is he going to catch some passes?
He had a horrific, and I do mean horrific, pass interference penalty called on him that couldn't have been more just egregious as far as it was just good defense by him. And I'm with you. I think they need to play him more at corner.
Yeah.
I really, really do. In fact, I almost wonder,
I think one of their corners went down in week two and they had to play him
more. So I'm wondering, do you go ahead and put him on the corner, to where, you're playing all 60 snaps on offense, 9 on defense? I would inverse that.
Just make those snaps on offense impactful, and if not, make them a decoy. At 15, I got the Seahawks. So I got 49ers, Seahawks, Cardinals. Pretty much the NFC West.
I've got the Seahawks and the Cardinals on the outside looking.
They're right there.
Yes. So I hate the 49ers.
You think I do too. You think the Steelers are better than the Seahawks right now? I mean, it's close.
They did just get housed, but I'm an Aaron Rodgers guy. Okay. I'm an Aaron Rodgers guy, so I will let my bias show.
Okay, top five. I'll tell you the teams that just barely didn't make it. Broncos did not make it. Commanders did not make it.
No.
Chargers, surprisingly, did not make Blake's top five.
Didn't make mine either.
Now I'll get into the top five because I don't want to spoil it too much. At the number five spot.
For what it's worth, real quick, I almost put the Commanders in my middle five.
Yeah? Okay. Almost. Now, they're definitely trending towards that way. Do you want to share any teams that barely didn't make your top five? Don't give away all of them.
Every team you just said.
Okay.
Every team you just
said. My number five, the fifth best team in the week 2 Fan After Dark.
Oh, Detroit. 15. Detroit was on my outside looking in.
Detroit Lions make Blake's number five.
Okay.
They are the fifth best team in football, according to Blake Elliott. You're number five.
Blake Elliott's favorite team in the world, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers!
Tampa Bay makes my top five, 100%.
My number four team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
I think they are one of the best teams in the NFL. They did just lose Kalia Kansi, their defensive tackle, and they lost their right tackle.
That hurts.
For the year. That hurts.
But you got Big Show at quarterback.
Hey. That's all that matters sometimes.
And if your boy Ibuka,
He missed practice today.
He giveth, he taketh. All right. He's a rookie.
Chris Godwin is supposed to come back week 4.
He's coming back. He'll be out again by week 10.
You're number 4.
LA Rams.
Wow.
LA Rams.
A lot higher than I had the Rams at 7. I had the Rams at 7.
I'm telling you right now, I think we're starting to notice too, and I think this is one of the things, and we talked about this last night on Cowboys Crosstalk. Coaching. Mm-hmm. Okay. You look at the job that Sean McVay does not get enough credit for the coaching job that guy does.
Who do you have at 3?
Baltimore.
I have Baltimore as well.
Baltimore. And I'm guessing you and I both have the same top 2.
Bills, Packers. Who do you have at the top? I got the Packers at the top.
Same.
So
can you not?
So we have the same top 3, Packers, Bills, Ravens.
Yeah.
You have Bucks at 5. I have them at 4. And then you have the Rams in there instead of the Lions.
Yeah.
Eagles, Chiefs do not make our top 5.
Nope.
Probably for the first time in a while.
Nope.
A power ranking has been
I didn't have the Chiefs in mind last week either. Yeah. So
the Chiefs are not playing top 5 right now. The Eagles are, in my opinion, even though they're 2-0, are not playing top 5 football. And the Chargers, the hottest team in football, the fun team everyone's loving, did not make our top 5.
They're stingy teams.
Stingy.
Right? They're stingy teams. But if you told me right now, if you took now, could I see the Chargers beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? I mean, I think the Chargers could beat any of those five.
I think Tampa loses another game this year.
Okay. But I think all five of these teams right now would beat the Eagles right now if you played them this Sunday.
Yeah, I agree. That was a fun addition of our 15. We're still coming up with a name for it. Send us in yours or where you disagree. Maybe where you have a certain guy in there for y'all. Coming up next, it's time to have a little bit of fun. I've been very sports heavy. A lot of egregious
sports. Don't ever say we don't talk sports here on Fan After Dark.
Let's do a little extra credit. Maybe there's more sports to come. Who knows? Maybe. Kevin and Fred on the burner next on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Fan After Dark. Blake, Elliott, Fred, and Kevin here on a Thursday in the DFW, keeping you guys sports informed and hopefully laughing as the Bills and Dolphins game is going on. The Bills up 28-21, covering the spread.
Can we get another touchdown, please? Thank you.
Khalil Shakir just scored.
Wow, it'd be nice if Keon Coleman would get into the mix. Thanks.
James Cook, please.
But let's have a little bit of fun. Let's do a little extra credit, and I have a feeling that you gentlemen will do well.
My brain's dead tonight.
On this version of extra credit. Ring the bell.
Fred
and Blake.
It's a merry-go-round, you dumb dumbass. Do you need the dumb in front of the dumbass?
I did his homework. Like, not like he bullied me. He just kind of redumbed it.
Okay.
I've never even heard that word in my life.
But as my own personal form of punishment, I figured out how you're going to earn that extra credit.
All right, let's go. Here we go.
Now, this is going to be a little bit different.
By the way, I didn't realize that Tim and Carthage was clowning us, by the way.
Was he?
Yeah. Clueless at night?
I don't know.
What do you, I mean, that's what he called us, clueless at night.
That's fine. Okay, so this is going to be a little bit different version of extra credit, Fred Davis.
Yeah.
You locked?
I was just reading that somebody said something really nice about us.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, so I'm going to be quizzing you guys on the first 2 weeks of the NFL season.
Mm.
And if you've been listening during the program, some of these answers have already been answered. Now, you might be saying, Blake, how are we going to get extra points? How are we going to do this? I'm not going to obviously be reading out any names. If you guess the number one player at that stat, you will get 2 points. If you guess a player within the top five, you will get 1 point. If you guess a player not in the top five, you will get 0 points. Simple. Now, I will ask you two, do we want to go turns or do y'all want to just shout out the answer? This is because I'm not going to be reading out names this time. I'll leave it up to you and Kevin. Do you want to go turns?
Just take turns.
Okay.
Just take
we'll turns. We'll start off with Kevin Walker. Kevin Walker, who is leading the NFL in rushing yards? With 236.
Bijan Robinson?
Incorrect.
I'm going to go with Jonathan Taylor.
Bijan Robinson does get Kevin 1 point because he is in the top five. We'll give you three to make it.
You're the one keeping track of all this.
You know, you get three if you get first, one if they're in the top five. So that is correct. Bijan is in the top five with 167. Who did you say?
I said Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor is the correct answer. 3 points for Fred. He is leading the NFL in rushing with 236 yards. Okay, Fred Davis, who is leading the NFL in rushing touchdowns? There are four players that are the correct answer.
Daniel Jones.
That is correct.
You did say it earlier in the show. I was paying attention.
We'll go to Kevin Walker.
Same How about Brandon Aubrey just kicking a 64-yarder like it was nothing?
Same question for you, Kevin. You still have a chance to get 3 points because there are three other players that that lead the NFL in rushing touchdowns.
I'm going to go with James Cook, actually.
Let's go Kevin Walker. This should be a high-scoring affair. It is. Checking my points.
I was going to say, you're making me nervous.
You have six.
You damn right I do.
It is 6-4. 6-4. 6-4. Okay. Whose turn is it?
I believe it's Khaki Kev's.
Khaki Kevin, who is leading the NFL in total passing yards?
I'm going to go with... Give me Baker Mayfield.
Incorrect. He is not in the top five.
I'm going to go with Geno Smith.
Geno Smith is not in the top five. 0-2 for you boys. I'll let you... Guys, should I give you
Geno's
another?
Geno's not in the top five?
No, he's not. He has 542. He's not in the top five. So both of you guys got that one wrong. The number one answer I was looking for was Russell Wilson with 618. Number two answer I was looking for was Daniel Jones at 588. Wow. So the two guys that were probably made fun of the most in the offseason, Daniel Jones and Russell Wilson, lead the NFL in passing yards. Number three was Justin Herbert with 560. Number four was Jared Goff with 559. Number five was Dak Prescott with 549.
I was going to say Dak, but I didn't know.
So you guys went over.
Dadgum.
Okay, let's go to... I don't know, my turn. Who is leading the NFL in passing touchdowns? There is two correct answers for this with six.
In passing touchdowns with six. I mean, give me Russell Wilson.
Trying to see if he's in the top five. There's a bunch of guys. I mean, he technically is in the top five. We'll give you a point for that.
What do you mean technically?
Is he, well, because there's like 12 guys right here, but okay, it's well, not the answer I was really looking for. Kevin?
I'm going to go.
Is it not top five or not? I mean, what, are we changing the rules on the fly here?
He is top five. He is top five.
Give me my point.
Are you saying
I did. I gave you a point.
Are you saying because he's tied with other guys? Or?
Well, yeah, he's technically, there's like 10 guys in front of him, but he had Russell Wilson. You said Russell Wilson, yeah?
I did.
He has three, yeah. The guy in first has six. So it's like super far off. Kevin?
You're super far off.
Jared Goff.
There you go.
Touchdowns for Jared Goff. Kevin gets 3 points
right
there.
Hell, he had five just last week.
The score is now 7-6. Fred is up. The other names we're looking for, Lamar Jackson has 6 touchdowns passing. Aaron Rodgers has 5 passing touchdowns. Baker Mayfield has 5 passing touchdowns. Justin Herbert has 5 passing touchdowns. Let's go to the receiving game. Who's starting to say? I don't
know. Khaki Kevs.
Kevin, who is leading the NFL in receiving yards?
Oh, receiving yards. Dang it. I thought you were going to say receiving touchdowns. Okay. Jump
the gun. We'll let it slide. We'll let it slide.
I jumped the gun.
Is that what we're doing?
Well, I didn't finish the question.
So what? I mean, what are we doing here? What is this, the participation trophy award?
I was trying to get extra points.
Did he say a name or did he say a name?
There's no extra points.
I'm not reading
enough
names.
I know. I was just trying.
We'll
give him
grace. He said Amika?
We'll give him grace.
No, here. Wow. Let Fred go first.
Okay, we'll let Fred go first.
I jumped the gun.
What's the question?
Receiving yards, NFL leaders.
Ja'Marr Chase.
Terrible. He's number 7. Okay, we'll go to Khaki. We'll see if Khaki Kev would have got it. Khaki, what would have been your answer?
I probably would not have got it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with... Quentin Johnston.
That's a good guess.
Somehow you boys didn't get any
of the
top five. Is
Puka Nacua on that list?
Puka's number 4. Okay. It goes number 1, Malik Nabers. Y'all are just missing like last week's game. Pretty much the answer is just the Giants players. 238 yards leads the NFL, Malik Nabers. Second place, Jackson Smith and Jigba at 227. Third place, CeeDee Lamb, who's had over 100 yards in both games, 222. Puka at 221, and Zay Flowers at 218. So you guys,
I forgot that Ja'Marr had such a terrible week one.
Well,
I
mean, doesn't have his quarterback anymore either. So,
well, I mean, hell, but he still went for 165.
Okay, who do you think leads the NFL in targets per game? I know a little bit of a niche stat. Targets per game. Which wide receiver is getting targeted the most?
Oh, who's getting targeted the most? Who's getting targeted the most? Because I feel like I saw a number the other day where somebody had like 13 targets and he caught like 6 of them.
You want to just do total targets or you want per game?
I don't care.
We'll do total. We'll
Do total. I mean, I'm going to go with Malik Nabers again.
Malik Nabers, number one in the NFL in targets. He's already gotten 25 targets through two games.
Yeah.
So that gives Fred 3 points.
That's it.
He is now up 10-7. Kevin, you can still get points here. NFL target leader, someone else on the list in the top five.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
And you missed your chance at points right there. Number two was CeeDee Lamb with 24. Number three was Chris Olave at 23. Ooh. Number four was Jackson Smith at 23. Number five was Jakobi Meyers at 22. Funny enough, Davante Adams was 21. So two
Rams in the top six?
Yeah. Puka's has 20, so he's a little bit lower
Not
down
bad.
For you guys. Okay, let's go to some defensive stuff. Tackles. Who leads the NFL in total tackles made? We'll go to our boy Khaki Kevin Walker. Tackles per game. Or just total tackles, excuse me. Sorry. I didn't mean to say per game.
Total tackles.
Total tackles. That's a hell of a stat.
A name I don't even know right now off the top of my head.
I can give you both a hint.
It's in the entire NFL defense.
the players in the NFC.
There you go.
Okay.
Make it a little bit easier for you guys.
I'm trying to think of somebody.
I was going to say, this is hard. This is
what extra credit's for.
Yeah.
Just
throw a name.
Do you have a name, Fred?
I was going to go Antonio Winfield.
I would be incorrect.
That was my guess.
Do you want to have a guess? Kevin, if you get this right, you tie him up. You're down 10-7.
Kevin, yes. If you get in the top five of this, you win the game.
If you get in the top five of this, I will also say you win the game.
There's no chance.
I'll give you a hint. All five are linebackers.
I figured that much, honestly. I did figure that much. You said it's in the NFC. I'm trying not
to. At least
for
the number one spot.
It's just
tough. I'm gonna go ahead and guess again since he's taking too long. Anzalone.
Incorrect.
Mm.
If y'all even get anybody in the top 10.
Devin White
is. He's number 19. He's not in the top five, so you don't get a point, but at least you get a high five from me. Any last guesses before I reveal the answers?
Zach Bond of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Great guess, not the right answer. Number one is in the NFC East.
I was trying to think of an Eagles player.
He is in the NFC East on a team.
Bobby Wagner.
His first name is Bobby. His last name is not Wagner. The answer we're looking for.
Bobby.
Maybe a team you played last week.
Bobby Nash.
Bobby.
Okereke.
Yep. Number one in the league at 26 tackles.
Dadgum.
Number two was the Ravens' Roquan Smith at 25. Dolphins. Two Dolphins back to back. You got to think about the Dolphins.
They are on the field a lot.
Tyrell Dodson and Jordan Brooks. And then number five, Edgerrin Cooper.
Okay. All right.
Another edition of Extra Credit. Fred comes out on top 10-7. A little bit of NFL first 2 weeks stat categories for you guys to go
Gonna
home
start.
With. Daniel Jones, Russell Wilson dominating
for
the
now.
Stats.
For it's now. Still early. Hey, let's mark
all
these.
All we got is for now.
No, that's all we got. We got to live in the present, right? Because what did I say? Because tomorrow's a gift or whatever the
hell
that saying
tomorrow
is.
Well, tomorrow is never promised.
Yeah.
And on the other side, I've got a sad story about an investigative report that I've been following over the singer David. We got Fred Lines coming up. What happened? I know G-Bag's listening. You guys have been waiting. What is going to happen with the singer David and what is happening in the world of sports next on NFL?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.